This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Just 2 years and the first legislative session after Montana legalized recreational marijuana for adults, Republican Senator Keith Regier of Kalispell has introduced a bill to dismantle the adult-use cannabis industry in Montana. Senate Bill 546 contains several provisions that would drastically alter the state's marijuana marketplace. Primarily, it focuses on eliminating adult-use dispensaries. The bill also raises the state tax on medical marijuana from 4% to 20% and puts significant limits on medical marijuana potency and allowable amounts for possession. The bill prohibits non-medical marijuana sales, but does not recriminalize marijuana possession for adults. It cuts in half the number of plants an adult can grow at home from 2 mature plants to 1. Regier's Senate Bill 546 intends in part to, quote, reduce the demand for marijuana sales, unquote, in Montana. If passed into law, the bill would drastically reduce the potential consumer base for existing marijuana businesses and eliminate a significant source of revenue for state coffers. Since adult-use sales began in January 2022, Montana has generated $54 million in tax revenue from the industry. Less than one-tenth of that revenue came from medical marijuana sales. The bill would also limit the potency for marijuana flower sold under the medical program. Current law prohibits the sale of marijuana flower that contains more than 35% THC, the primary active compound in marijuana. Senate Bill 546 would lower that potency to just 10%. It also cuts in half the amount of permissible THC in an edible product from 10 milligrams to 5 milligrams and dictates that concentrated marijuana extracts contain no more than 10% THC. The bill also drastically lowers the amount of marijuana that a medical patient can purchase from 5 ounces per month to a single ounce. Regier is a conservative Republican who has railed against marijuana, alcohol, and tobacco use, all substances legal in Montana. In the Montana legislature, lawmakers have advanced funding for Gallatin College. The House Appropriations Committee passed a major state construction bill that includes $23.5 million for Montana State University's two-year campus. The project did not appear on an initial list of state-funded construction projects at the start of the 2023 session, but after expressing concern that the lack of a central home for Gallatin College could hamper the booming campus's continued growth, MSU succeeded in getting the project added to a slate of long-range building proposals contained in House Bill 5. The $23.5 million for Gallatin College replaces an identical appropriation previously proposed for renovations to Lewis Hall, which houses MSU's ecology, microbiology, and computational biology departments. The legislature's funding for Gallatin College comes with a number of conditions, including a requirement that MSU match the state's appropriation with donations. In addition to the $23.5 million in state funding, MSU would be required to raise an additional $22.5 million, and that amount cannot include the value of land donated for the project. MSU would also have to present a plan for the project to the Department of Administration by September 30th. The community demand for a new Gallatin College facility has grown in tandem with the campus's population, which had a fall 2022 enrollment of 750 students. That's more than double the number of students from fall 2013, the same year that Gallatin County voters approved a $369,000 a year levy to support the college's efforts. Hyalite Canyon Road will close to motorized traffic from April 1st through May 15th as snow begins to melt. When the snowpack thaws, the melt saturates the subgrade of Hyalite Canyon Road, and it's difficult for the material to support repeated motorized traffic. To prevent road damage like surface cracking and potholes, the U.S. Forest Service annually closes the road to cars during the transition between winter and spring. This year, while the road is closed, crews will conduct construction and hillside stabilization work alongside the first mile of the road past the gate. Hyalite Canyon Road reopens to cars on May 16th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.